Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and join me after the release of her latest single is F.A. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for chatting to us. So your new single, Truth Truth, only came out a little while ago. Tell us a little bit about this single.
Yeah, it was kind of about someone else's relationship. And I was just like, whoa, this is, their relationship seems a bit crazy. And I guess I just wrote it almost from the perspective of like both people. But yeah, like the song was supposed to come out like months ago, and then it's just like not right timing. And then we just like decided like maybe January, February would be like the best time to release. And so far it's been like amazing. The response to it has been like just phenomenal, honestly.
That must be a nice feeling when you release something.
Yeah, I was quite scared because it's definitely different from other things that I've released. So I was just like happy people actually liked it.
So it is 18 months since your last release. Was it nice to kind of have that break in between music?
Yes, but also very much no, because I felt a pressure to just like keep up the momentum and just like keep going. But then I just didn't have anything that like was finished, and then things just got postponed. But like for the most part, I wanted to release more music, but just like timing wise, it didn't really work out. But I guess it all kind of did work out in the end, just with the reception or just a response to Truth Truth. So I'm still very, very happy and very excited, and like the opportunities that have already come from this have been amazing.
And you've pretty much moved into your rock era a little bit. Was that a plan?
I think so, yeah. Because I've had previous songs where I kind of like teased the whole idea of me doing more rocky stuff, but I was quite scared. So it'll still have like a very like produced aspect to whatever rocky song that I did do. So I was always scared to fully commit. So I guess this was my time to actually commit and just say like, let me just do it and let's see what happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the music video is amazingly colorful. How much input did you have into
Thank
the music
you so
video?
Much. Yes. Yeah. So I actually like, I made the concept and then I brought it to a director. So then we both co-directed the music video together. So I'm very involved in like all my visual things, and especially like music videos. I always love to like be a part of it. I always say that the only reason that I started making music was so I can have my own music video.
Amazing. It's a good reason.
It's just, yeah, exactly. So it's just like a very important thing for me to do, just like the visual aspect of literally like everything, like photos, videos, the whole lot. Yeah.
And I kind of love to think that music videos are coming back, because I think for a while it had kind of died down a little bit, whereas now I think people are kind of putting more creativity back into them, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's so, so, so cool. And I hope it gets to like a stage of like in the like 90s and like the 2000s, the music videos were insane. So I hope like that kind of has a huge resurgence. It's like a huge inspiration for me too. So yeah, it's really cool to see.
You released your debut EP in 2020 and then a follow-up in 2022. Do you quite like putting together body of work?
Yeah, I think I it's very, very like fun. And I feel like I work in like concepts, like I'm able to like to work in like a like almost like the larger scheme of things, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I love to just like put like a project together. So which is funny because now I'm like, okay, I want to take a break from doing like EPs and little projects and instead like kind of have fun and just like release singles and just like have fun with it and like make worlds around each single and like have it just be its own moment. And then, you know, like build a community around the music and then hopefully build the fan base to like release a really cool album sometime soon.
Ooh, amazing. So that's what you're working towards. You would love to put together.
Definitely.
An album. Nice.
Yeah, definitely.
So if people want to find out more or keep up to date with everything you're up to, where's the best place to go?
I'd say probably my Instagram or just on Spotify.
Excellent.
I think it's the best place. Yeah.
Effie, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.